At 13, I often wagged school to muck about with Dad's racehorses. I did a naughty thing with Bunty, an untrainable black mare my struggling father intended breeding with. I'd adopted a horse called Mickey and often rode out the back gate into the surrounding bushland. Sometimes I let the crazy mare come too. She loved running wild and free beside us. One Saturday, shortly after I'd begun these exploits, I was about to ride the few kilometres to the village shop for some grocery items. I saddled Mickey and headed up the long driveway to the front gate, then across the main road and up the embankment, and was about to start jogging through the bush when I heard her whinny. I pulled on the reins, turned in my saddle and watched in horror as the black mare galloped up the driveway. She sailed over the 5-bar front gate onto the highway and immediately collided with a large farm truck. The driver had been travelling down the hill around a slight bend near our gate, and it had no chance of braking in time to avoid the crash. The peace of that morning was shattered by my scream, matching that of the stricken mare and the squeal of the truck's brakes. Bunty was up quickly as the driver stopped the truck. I was off Mickey's back, standing frozen at the sight of the mare's snapped broken leg hanging loosely below the hock. Our other horses came and stood at the fence in shock, just like me and Bunty. Other vehicles pulled over as Dad arrived. Someone offered to borrow our neighbour's rifle. I heard Dad's awful words heralding Bunty's end. Crying uncontrollably, not wanting to witness this, I mounted Mickey and ran away as fast as I could. My horror, fear, and guilt were unbearable. What should I do? I went to the home of a new friend, a girl who also loved horses and hated school. I stayed there for several days. Her parents must have told my family. When I returned home, everyone had sympathy for me, having witnessed such a traumatic event. No one understood why the mare did what she did. Dad kept saying, "That mare was a mad one. No use to anyone." A week later, we had a visitor. A large hay truck arrived. The farmer spoke to Dad, who then introduced him to me. He'd been the driver of the truck that had hit Bunty. He'd come to offer recompense. He gave Dad his entire load of hay for our horses, and then he said he had a pony. For me? A pony his own kids had grown too big for. This is how I got my very own horse, a cheeky chestnut called Fury, and he'd had lots of pony club experience. I'd never been free to do that with Dad's race horses. I still loved Mickey, but I soon learned to adore Fury, the feisty chestnut.
Patricia Barton remembering a harsh early lesson about unintended consequences. Though it has to be said, it seems she was pretty happy with that new pony. And that was Patricia's contribution to Life in 500 Words, with sound design for it done by ABC sound engineer Jack Montgomery Parks. And why don't you do your own Life in 500 Words story too? The theme is a turning point in your life, and yours might be, well, it might be funny or sad or uplifting or all of those things. Record yourself using the Voice Memo app on your smartphone. 500 words is about 3 to 4 minutes of talking. That's what we're after. And you then email that to us here at Life Matters, and we do some sound production on it. There are more instructions for you on the Life Matters website.